Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher Marie. Happy Saturday everyone.
Hi friends, I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week.
That's right, and we can start today by looking at the lessons from the week.
This is a helpful way to review everything we learned. So, how about it? Let's watch them together right now.
Hello?
Hi, Linda. It's Taylor. I'm in the studio.
Oh, hi, Taylor. How can I help?
Rob and I need some super glue. Do you have any in the office?
Yes, I have a tube of super glue in my desk.
Good. Please bring it to the studio.
Okay, Taylor. Alex, can you help me?
Sure, Linda. How can I help?
Can you take the super glue to Taylor?
Sure. Where is she?
She's in the studio.
Okay, Linda. No problem. I can go to the studio.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, wait! Don't forget the super glue!
Well, we're both going to the studio now.
Sorry, Linda.
It's okay.
Hey! The elevator stopped!
And the floor buttons aren't working!
Oh no! We're stuck in the elevator!
Don't worry, Alex. We can try this emergency button.
And we can shout for help. Help! Help!
Why didn't we take the stairs?
I always use the elevator. I'm just lazy.
Don't feel bad. This isn't your fault.
I guess. But what are we going to do? We're stuck in the elevator.
Well, shouting didn't work, and the emergency button didn't do anything.
Maybe our friends will look for us soon. Did you ask Linda for some super glue?
Yes, and she promised to bring some to us.
Then where is it? You called her 15 minutes ago.
True. I'll call her again.
She isn't at her desk?
I guess not. Can you go and look for her?
Sure. Or maybe I'll search for some super glue myself.
Taylor! Linda is stuck in the elevator.
What? You trapped Linda in the elevator?
No. We were both in the elevator and it stopped between floors.
How did you get out?
The elevator doors finally opened, and I climbed out. But Linda isn't tall enough.
Well, let's find Rob. Then we'll save Linda.
I like Christmas.
I do too.
Do you have someone's name for the Secret Santa game?
Yes, I do. What are the rules again?
Well, you choose a name, then you buy that person a gift.
Right. Then I wrap it and put it under the Christmas tree.
Don't forget, you can only spend $20.
Who is your person?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Is your person a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Do you have an idea for a gift?
Yes. My person has a favorite hobby. I can get him something for that.
I have a girl. I don't have
any ideas yet.
Look at all the gifts!
Yes, there are a lot of them. I put one under the tree this morning.
Which one is it?
It's the small square one.
The one with green paper and white ribbon?
That's it.
What is it?
I'm not telling. It's a secret. Oh, look at all the pretty gifts.
Yes, they are all sizes and shapes. What do you think is in them?
Should we try to guess?
Sure, that would be fun. Here is a big blue one. Oh, it's heavy.
It's probably books.
Maybe, but it makes noise. Listen.
I hear it. What can it be?
What about this round one? I like the red paper.
And the silver ribbon is really pretty. Does it make a noise when you shake it?
No, not really. But wait. It smells good.
Does it smell like food?
No, it smells like soap.
Maybe it is soap, but it's soft in the middle.
Hi, Albert. Are there any new gifts under the tree?
Yes, there are a few.
Is one of them for me?
Look and see.
Here is one with your name on it, Linda. It's really big.
But it's very light. What is it?
I have no idea. You'll have to open it to find out.
And I can't open it until Christmas.
Hello, friends. Welcome to eReport. My name is Rebecca. Today, we are visiting the city of Sanxia, near New Taipei City. It's only about 30 minutes from Taipei, but I've actually never been here before. However, my friends tell me that there are a lot of things to see and do here, so I'm very excited. Well, just walking here in the city makes me feel like I'm walking back in time. The buildings are actually built to look the way they would have looked over 100 years ago. Okay, friends, we have a lot to see.
Sanxia is a place full of history and culture. Many years ago, Sanxia was a center for business and trade. Because it is located where three rivers come together, it is a place boats could access easily. So businessmen would produce, buy, sell, and trade goods here. As transportation improved and people traveled less and less by boat, business moved elsewhere. But the culture and history of Sanxia remained.
This old street is absolutely amazing. It is about 200 meters long, which makes it one of the longest old streets in northern Taiwan. There are about 100 antique houses here on this old street. And just walking around the old street makes you feel as if you're walking in a museum. Now, if you see some of the traditional buildings, you will see a sign over these buildings. These signs help visitors understand what businesses were there and what those businesses sold. Well, right now, I'm standing in the middle of these two beautiful walkways, and I can imagine what it was like over 100 years ago with lots of people shopping and talking and just walking around this beautiful street.
Today, this old street has new shops. There are so many great things you can buy here. There are stores that sell cold drinks, calligraphy brushes, candy, antiques, old-fashioned toys, furniture, and snacks. And the shops all look like they might have looked 100 years ago.
Sanxia also has lots of tasty treats like this yummy bread. It kind of looks like a croissant, but it tastes a little sweeter and I think it has more butter in it. Wow! What is this place? This looks like art, but everything is blue and there are so many different patterns. Wait. Sanxia Indigo Dyeing Center? Friends, are you up for an adventure? Let's go check this place out. Come on.
One of the things that Sanxia is famous for is its dye and dyed fabrics. For many years, the people of Sanxia have created an indigo dye made from a special plant that grows in the area. The color of the dye is indigo blue. It is the same blue that we see in a lot of blue jeans.
Oh, hello, friends. Now, why am I sitting here staring at this plant? Well, the plant looks like a normal plant, doesn't it? However, this is the plant that is used to make the special indigo dye. Isn't that interesting?
The people of Sanxia not only create the dye, but they also use the dye to create beautiful fabrics that are later turned into cloth, bags, purses, and many other products.
Wow! This place is so cool! There are so many different items to look at. There's fabric, dresses, shirts, bags, and even purses. But everything is blue, and everything has a different pattern. I wonder how they make things here.
To tie-dye fabric, you need some dye, a white cloth, and rubber bands or strings to tie the cloth. The first thing to do is to fold and tie up your cloth.
Well, I have my cloth and some rubber bands and, of course, the dye. Now it's time for me to take the rubber bands and tie them around the cloth to create a design. I'm kind of nervous. I hope the design comes out really nice.
The way you fold or tie the cloth will determine the pattern that you create in the end. There are many ways to fold and tie the cloth. Be creative!
All tied up, and now let's let the magic begin.
After the cloth is tied, then it is time to dip the cloth into the dye. This part can be messy, so you may want to wear gloves.
Wow! When I first take the fabric out of the dye, it's green! And now it's time for me to squeeze all of the dye out of the fabric. Oh, look! It turned blue! And it's important to keep dipping the fabric into the dye until your fabric is completely blue.
Once the dye has soaked into the cloth, you can take it out. Let it rest for a few minutes. After that, you can open up your cloth and see your beautiful pattern.
Okay, friends, I have dipped my cloth several times, and now it's time for me to remove the rubber bands and reveal the design.
And now it's time to see the design. Whoa! Oh, wow! Look how beautiful it is! And of course, the next step is to let my scarf hang and dry. Beautiful. Well, friends, what do you think about my shirt and my scarf? My masterpieces. Aren't they beautiful? Now I'm just going to let them sit for a while and dry. Well, I've really enjoyed my trip to Sanxia. And friends, I hope that you learned something as well. Thank you for joining me for today's e-report, and I will see you next time. Okay, everyone, in this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to review and will also help you answer them, too. But you should try to answer at home, okay? All right, Marie, what's the first question?
All right, my first question. Why is everyone looking for Linda?
Oh, well, that's because she's... No one can find her. She's stuck in the elevator. But no one really knew that.
But who else was stuck in the elevator with her?
Oh, that's right. Alex was stuck in the elevator with her.
So, can you tell us about this Secret Santa game that we learned about in one of our lessons?
Oh, sure. That's when everyone has a name. They need to buy a gift for that person. But it's a secret. When you get the gift, you have to guess who gave it to you.
Wow, Peter, you answered all the questions correctly. All right, friends, let's take a break right now. We'll see you soon. Our lessons, we learned about Sanxia. This is a great place to visit in Taiwan. So, Peter, I have a question for you. Where is this place?
Oh, it's in New Taipei City. I really want to go there. Well, right now we need to look at some of our features. Let's watch them together. Love.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Christmas. Please help me welcome Kris Kringle to our show.
Oh,
Kris, it is good to see you.
Rob, it's good to see you, too.
Kris, we have a question today from Ariel Chen of Kitchener, Ontario. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Ariel writes, Christmas is coming. It is the day people celebrate Jesus' birthday. At Christmas, we often see Santa Claus everywhere as well. Why is there a Santa Claus? Why is he such a big part of Christmas?
That's a great question, Ariel. You're right. Santa Claus is a very big part of Christmas.
He is. So what is Santa Claus's story? Why is he such a big part of Christmas?
The story of Santa Claus begins with a man named Nicholas. He lived several hundred years ago.
What was so special about Nicholas?
Nicholas was a follower of Jesus. He really cared about people, and he did many things to help them.
He sounds like a nice man.
He was a nice man. He gave many gifts to the poor and helped them. Many people remembered Nicholas and his kindness. And the stories of the kind things he did started to be spread around to different places.
That's amazing.
After Nicholas died, they created a feast day to remember this generous man. This is in December.
I see.
And soon, because Nicholas's festival was around the time of Christmas, people connected the two holidays. When Dutch people came to America, they brought the tradition of Sinterklaas, which means Saint Nicholas. And Americans started calling him Santa Claus, and he became part of Christmas celebration.
Wow! Thank you for sharing this information with us, Kris. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friend. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Those features are always fun to watch. Join us again soon, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.